Wow, Gary, that was quite the flattering introduction. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Welcome back, and welcome to everybody who's joining us on the webcast today. Sorry we couldn't get the lyrics up on the screen, but we're just pointing the cameras at the TV so you can at least see them in some form. So, for those of you who like titles, the title of my message today is called To be peacemakers. Sorry, called to be peacemakers. You and I are here today because we have faith in the written Word of God. We are here because God has opened our eyes to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the coming kingdom of God. We believe that God created the physical universe in which we live for the purpose of entering all of mankind into His eternal family. We believe that Jesus Christ is the Word of God, the God of the Old Testament who spoke to Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, to Abraham, Moses, Noah, and so on. And we believe that the Son of God, as the Son of God, only Jesus could pay the penalty for the sins of mankind by shedding His own sacred blood, and that only He has been resurrected from physical death to spiritual life. We believe that the forgiveness of sins is only accomplished through the true repentance of the sinner, made possible by Jesus Christ, but not handed out freely to everyone, regardless of whether or not they repent. We believe in the truth of the whole Bible, the Old Testament and the New, including the Sabbath, God's holy days, the food laws, the Ten Commandments, and so on. We believe these things and much more because of our faith in this book here, which God has revealed only to a select few. It is a wonderful thing to be a part of the family of God. We are so blessed to be able to come to church on God's Sabbath day and learn about His truths, fellowship with others of like mind and spirit. But I ask you now, my brothers and sisters in Christ, is it enough to understand the Word of God? Is it sufficient to our faith that we study our Bibles? Learn the gems of truth that are hidden in these pages, study the prophets, and know the plan of God as He has revealed to us through His Word. Surely, understanding Scripture is important and key, but does God require something much more of us? From those who have been called by His grace according to His purpose. What else does God require of you and I who are in church today? Open your Bibles with me, if you would, and let's read from the book of James, brother of Jesus. Let's turn to chapter 3 of James first. And let's read Scripture 13. James 3, verse 13. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him demonstrate his works through good conduct in meekness of wisdom. New King James Version says, who among you is wise and understanding? By his good conduct, he should know that his works are done in the gentleness that comes from wisdom. Our works are what I'd like to talk about today, but not the work of the church as an organization, but rather I'd like to focus on our works as individual members of the family of God. Our most important work happens not at church on the Sabbath and the holy days, It happens during the rest of the week, when we're among people of the world, at our jobs, at school, with our friends, and even among strangers. What does that work look like? Are we to evangelize? Should we be approaching random strangers in the streets and asking them if they've met Jesus? If not, then what exactly does our work entail when we are in the world, but not of the world, as Jesus put it in John 17? Let us read James 3:13 again, and then we'll continue reading verse 17 and 18. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him demonstrate his works through good conduct in the meekness of wisdom. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceful, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and of good fruits, impartial and without hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in the peace for those who make peace. Those who make peace, or those who cultivate peace, as it says in the New King James. Now, I haven't even mentioned the transformation of our hearts and minds, because this is merely a sermonette, but I hope that we all know that the knowledge of God's word should lead to repentance, which leads to baptism, which leads to God's Spirit, which leads to the transformation of our hearts and our minds over time. And that allows us to learn to be peacemakers. Jesus tells us on the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be the sons of God." Matthew 5, verse 19. Are you a peacemaker? Do you excel in the ways of making peace? I'll tell you right here and now that I'm still learning to be a peacemaker myself. It's not easy, and it definitely doesn't come naturally to our carnal nature. Whether it be relationships outside of the home or your own marriage, learning to be a peacemaker takes practice and time. I plan to revisit this topic in another sermonette where we will cover how to become peacemakers more in depth. But for now, if we are not learning to be peacemakers, then what are our works? Or are we merely hearers, not doers of the word? Turn back a couple chapters with me to James chapter 1. Let's read James chapter 1, verse 22 through 25. Then be doers of the word and not only hearers, deceiving your own selves. Because if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, this one is like a man considering his natural face in a mirror, who after looking at himself went away and immediately forgot what he looked like. But the one who has looked into the perfect law of freedom and has continued in it, this one himself has not become a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. This one shall be blessed in his actions. We are meant to be doers, not just hearers. We are called to serve a purpose, and each and every one of us has a job to do. And that job is not limited to the Sabbath and the holy days. It is a 24-hour a day, 7-day a week job. James reiterates this in chapter 2, verse 14 and 17. I won't turn there. He says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but does not have works? Can such faith save him? In the same way, faith, if it does not have works, is dead by itself. Faith, brethren, without works is meaningless. Let's think about that. We have the faith, but do we have the works to bring that faith to life? For my final scripture, let's turn to Matthew 5, and we'll read together verses 14 through 16. Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a mountain cannot be hid. Neither do they light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it shines for all who are in the house. In the same way also, you are to let your light shine before men so that they may see your good works and may also glorify your Father who is in heaven. This is our job, brethren. We are called to be examples of godly peace, mercy, kindness, gentleness, self-control, and obedience. Each and every one of us is called to be a light to the world, and that is accomplished by learning to be peacemakers. We are also blessed to have been called into the church of God, to be given understanding, the understanding of the scriptures, to receive his Holy Spirit. Let's make sure that we are doing our part, doing the job that God has hired us to do. And let's go out there into the world and be his peacemakers.